Republic Broadcasting Network, January 26, 2007. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I'll just present the idea that one of the weather satellites that are being talked about that might crash into Earth, nobody knows where it's going to fall. And one of the people that's made the estimate for climate change has talked about the idea, well, it may fall by next March, and the weather satellite may fall into Earth. Nobody knows where it's going, but it may fall into Earth, you know, in the next 2 months. So there they are, that this weather satellite, of course, was really a spy satellite. And I don't know what to say further about it, except for the fact that you added to the idea of an asteroid coming close to Earth by Tuesday of this coming week. And the asteroid, they've been trying to figure out about doing laser shots and to try to divert the asteroid's trajectory. And for the past year, there have been arguments within the government by the environmentalists that it may mess up the asteroid's environment if you shoot a laser on it to divert its trajectory. And so whoever was in the government at the time, I know who it is, but I'm not going to say. But the thing is that, no, let's don't mess around with the asteroid. 335,000 miles away from the Earth, not going to think, you know, never realizing, of course, that we know in physics that that's going to cause a lot of damage on extract. It's called extraterrestrial residual gravity. And who knows what Tuesday's going to bring. So this brings me back to, you know, don't mess with the asteroid's environment, but it's okay if it slams into the Earth, you know. Okay. The thing is that this brings it into the story of Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, who released a Senate report, and they're talking about 400 scientists from two dozen countries object to the consensus of a man-made global warming, and you can it's a good report. I have a lot to cover in Parker Pathways, but the thing is that I'm going to give you the HTTP address. It's to get this report, and it's a good one. And you can see how the names of the scientists have done just absolutely a brilliant job of overcoming this joke with Vice President Gore. It's HTTP /EPW.SenateGovernmentPublicIndex. You'll find that report, and it's called on the Prominent Science Consensus Report about the distortion about global climates. We'll come back to the other end of the break, and we'll continue with some interesting revelations about economics concerning this subject.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker at republicbroadcasting.org. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. Do we have John from Tennessee on air? John, caller, are you on air? John? Okay. If John's on the air, why, just say so, John. I was concerning climate change. There is a another report, which is called a petition project on the Kyoto Agreement. And this was headed by Dr. Frederick Seitz on the National Academy of Sciences. And what they have is about 19,000 scientists who have signed a petition concept and their interpretation of global warming, and you can get that project on www.oism.org and P Project, and you can see how Kyoto Agreement and how proposals of that kind have a little bit of a problem with global warming.
John's there.
Okay, John, are you on air?
I am. I'm sorry. Somehow I hit the mute.
How you doing, John? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing well.
Pathways.
Well, once again, my friend, thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate it.
You know, you mentioned something that's been of a great deal of interest to me in the last couple of months, and it's this asteroid. I don't recall the exact number. It was 2007 something.
Mm-hmm.
That originally, when NASA had begun to track it, it was like the chances were 1 in 50,000 that it may collide with Mars, and then as time went by and it got a little closer, it became like 1 in 3,000. Is that the asteroid that you're talking about that may collide with the Earth?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is it completely out of the realm of possibility that it might strike Mars?
I think that what they're not telling the public is that there is a great chance that it'll strike Mars if it working the other way from the Earth strike.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what the proposal was the environmentalists within the government. This is really the backstory, as I say. To think that someone on an environmentalist theme would affect a peer review system for the saving of the Earth, for the saving the environment and the bacteria on asteroid that's going to be 235,000 miles away from the Earth, and you know the gravitational pull on that is going to be four forces greater than all of the moon's gravitation, which happens every 14 seconds. It's unbelievable to me.
What I'm going to say, and it, you may be on board with me, you may be able to understand what I'm going to propose to you, but I think there's a great possibility that there's much more involved in this than the public would ever be made aware of, and that is that if this asteroid were to strike Mars, we haven't heard much lately about the face on Mars. Truthfully, I believe it exists. Now, if it's there, and if this asteroid were to strike Mars, and even possibly strike the face on Mars, I don't believe we would ever be told because of the biblical ramifications of it, Dr. Parker. I mean, this is things I've got to ask myself, and I'm sure that you have. Why on earth 30 years ago when I was in the Air Force and in Arizona did the Vatican have an observatory in the middle of the desert?
Mm-hmm.
What are they looking for? And this is questions that I've attempted to answer, and I believe that they know something is going to happen, that there's going to be signs in the heavens, and that in particular they may be looking for an asteroid strike on Mars, even more so than on Earth. And I think it scares them to death.
Yeah, the thing is, I've talked about, I think even in the last Parker Pathways, I was talking about the sighting on Fort Worth, Texas, and the thing. And now, of course, I was contacted and told not to talk about that again. And I said, well, you know who you're talking to. And they said, yeah, we know who we're talking to. And I said, but I'm going to, mention it again. I want to tie that into what you're saying. First of all, I mentioned in the last Parker Pathways concerning what's called the mural Vitati, which is in the Vatican hallway, before you go into the second main hallway before the cardinals sit on their benches. And in that, on that facade is the description and painting done in 1478 of little flying saucers with a little man coming out. The whole concept of planetary systems was not part of the Catholic system, as you know. Remember, I was talking about last show about the banning of Galileo because he was changing the configuration of the sun and the moon and the circulation of the planets around these planets and where the Earth sat with the sun. So and they wanted to burn him at the stake. What they wanted to burn him at the stake for was the very subject we're discussing. What the Vatican observatory is doing is simply said is the same thing as the Mayan culture was doing when they built their observatories. where they had a lifetime assignment for priests who did nothing but look at one planet. And Mars was one of their planets. That was a planet of war. That was a concept of all of that. The face you're talking about does exist, as far as I'm concerned. I saw original photographs years ago of the pictails of that, and the face is actually larger than what they depict in the photographs that they've given the public. They've given the fuzzy images. If you saw the non-fuzzy images, you would see what you were looking at. You look at the Mayan dress of the headband for the priest. That's what you see carved on the face there. Now, on Mars. Now, it could be an aberration of the soil, of course, and we can go through all the disclaimers. But the whole point comes down to the fact it's a suspicion that, you know, it's like saying a house is haunted or isn't haunted. You know, you understand, John?
I do. And you brought up a number of interesting topics. For instance, Galileo was actually believed to be a heretic by the Roman Catholic Church because of his idea that the Earth was not the center of the universe.
That's right.
And then you look at the consideration that, or the fact that even our planetary system and our solar system, the planets themselves, have been commandeered and taken and named after different gods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many
That's right.
how many people really realize who Pluto or Mars or Saturn or Venus or any of them were?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's
mm-hmm.
here's a question that I've been asking for about the last year, and very few people even attempt an answer. So let me ask you. I'm calling you from Middle Tennessee. I live right outside of Nashville. We have in Nashville the Parthenon of Pericles, an exact replica of the temple that was on the Acropolis in Greece. We've got a pyramid. Now, granted, these are architectural, you know, they're just buildings, according to many, many people. But I've got to ask you, why in Nashville is there a Greek temple? Why in Memphis is there a pyramid? Why in Nashville are there temples? And our war memorial building is modeled after a Roman temple. We have a bicentennial mall here that, in my opinion, is a close replica to the stoa that was located in Pergamos. I mean, there's a whole lot of similarities. I've got to ask you if you have any idea why they may be here.
I'll add to it. You take in Paris, you have a glass pyramid in a place that is so out of whack in terms of architectural ambiance. You have pyramids that are being built in Russia in a total cold, you know, that type of thing. You've got places in Ecuador, pyramids being built. You've got one.
The pyramid in Las Vegas. It's a hotel,
I know. But the whole thing is, I'm going to take you back to a theory of Pangea. Do you know about Pangea?
No, I do not.
Okay, this is what you do. You take the map of the Earth and take a good look at it. And what happens is that you see the continent spread, which has been shown by geophysics, that the continental drifts of all of the continents on the Earth were really one mass.
Mm-hmm.
That was Pangea. Now, this is the deal. This has been documented so many times that how is it that primitive cultures didn't have any way to see above the Earth, but it was a perfectly driven, you know, drawn map with longitudes and latitudes and everything. And, of course, when you look at it, where do you think the center of Pangea was located? See, this is where we're going. It may be a coincidence, but Pangea, or the center of Pangea, as the center of the whole world at that time.
Don't tell me it would have been Turkey.
That's what they say, you know. That's what they say, but it's close to where you live, and the thing is, and you can prove it by reading the Mormon Bible and the Mayan history of religion.
Well, I wish that you would get into this a little deeper when you come back from the break, because this is something to me that's very intriguing.
Yeah, well, we'll certainly try. I want to cover a little economics and deteriorated uranium on the next end, but we'll try to get it in.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
This is Parker Buthworth, Dr. Wynn Parker, and January 26, 2007. Call in number 800-313-9443. I'm just going to piggyback a little bit on John's call from Tennessee, where he's talking about asteroids and the face on Mars and pyramids and all of that that goes with that. I had as my next dot to connect to economics and world health and human survival. I was going to talk about a staph strain, which you've already heard about, which is they're calling a superbug. But I call it more than a superbug, and I'm going to get into that in a minute. But by the way, for the listeners, and tell your friends to click on the top of RBN homepage, you'll see unintended consequences, which is when chloramine causes collateral health damage. There's some huge clues in there on the effect of the human body's immune system being changed on the amino acid content of chemical disinfectants that are placed in the water. And also, I want to mention the idea of the Walk for Breast Cancer, which is going to be on in July of this year. I would like to invite women to protest the use of chlorine in the drinking water. It's been shown, and I'm going to be doing a lot of work on exposes of peer review systems, which I'm totally capable and competent to present concerning breast cancer, a result of chlorine in the water, and also the mixture of fluoride in the water with chloramine and its effect on leaching of lead from pipes, which causes a very special metal chemistry, which is totally poisonous. I'm going to try to answer indirectly something that I'm never supposed to talk about. But I'm going to talk about, just say this one thing. It's about bacteria and asteroids and life and all the rest of it that goes with it. The whole thing here is that there's in documentation of the ancient writings, particularly in Sanskrit, and I've talked about this before, about the development of new forms of life, which were part of what people have interpreted as new life on this earth plane. How the idea of not having an asteroid hit the earth is got a deeper meaning terms from the history of the contamination and the presentation of bacteria into new life forms on Earth. When the first space shots were put together, if you'll remember that the astronauts were placed in quarantine, President Nixon at the time had to talk to him by phone while the astronauts were isolated. The whole process is they didn't want to contaminate the Earth with whatever they picked up out there, and they didn't want the astronauts to contaminate the area where they had been. Now, of course, all these space shots have been based upon being able to develop the International Space Station to be able to observe various planets and their activity. The activity that's been found on a lot of planets are really quite startling. The religion and its politics have always prevented this kind of information from coming out. The moon rocks, when they were returned, to see those kind of, first of all, to see a moon rock in the first place was really quite startling. And it looked like fool's gold in a way, but it wasn't. But there was life. It was teeming with life and the whole thing. But the public was only given these little pictures of ultra-spectrometric pictures of less than 1 micron sized bacteria, which were very different than what we have now. But the whole thing here comes back to the reality of being able to develop synthetic biologicals, which I've talked about many times, in terms of having to change the human on the planet to be someone who can adapt to the new life. And that's as far as I'm going to go with that threat. I could talk, and I may, you know, I'm writing about it and I'm going ahead with it. I'm not going to reveal, of course, any national secrets, which would make this subject pale. It would be beyond what you could ever believe, ever think about as to what I'm really saying. But the thing is that there's a lot to it that the cover stories of what is happening with what's on other planets and what can be seen on other planets is a cover story. And they're protecting particular views that have already been written about. We have to survive internally with our genetic code to be able to adapt what the literature is trying to tell us. We'll come back at the other end of the break and we'll pursue staff productions and economics.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The staph infection system that I'm going to talk about was being the common bacterium as a superbug, but that it's harmless on the skin, but it gets activated, and that activation is really the core of all universal science, which is even in the outer planetary systems, and it invades organs in the human body, causes shock, endocarditis, bone infections, and then enters the skin and causes this development of a very special protein that enters the bloodstream. We do have Maggie from Texas on air. Maggie, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Parker. Would you mind repeating more slowly the web address you gave for a report that debunks the idea of man-made global warming?
Sure, Maggie.
Can you please spell it out? Because that had so many opportunities for abbreviations and extra dots and things that I couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Maggie.
Yeah.
By the way, Maggie, thanks for calling the show.
Oh, yes. Yes, I enjoy your show. It's very good.
Thank you. Let me get the address for you. It's do you have something to write with?
Yeah, well, I have my computer in front of me, and I'm going to
just... Okay, great. It's HTTP... colon, /, EPW.
EPW.
Dot.
Senate. S.
E-N-A-T-E.
A-T-E, yes.
Dot.
Gov.
G-O-V.
G-O-V, okay.
Slash.
Public.
P-U-B-L-I-C.
Okay, yes.
Slash.
Yes.
Index.
Okay.
And then, of course, it's dot CFM.
Okay, public slash index dot CFM.
Right. Now, what this is going to come up at, if all goes well, let me give you a continue writing the following situation, because this is where the report is hidden.
Okay, I've got a website right now that says Environment and Public Works.
Yeah, and but the keywords under there, in case the government, what they did with this report, they hid it from the public, and they put it under, if you have .cfm question mark.
Oh, I don't have question mark.
That's okay. No, I'm giving you the, just write this out so that you have it, because this is where the report is in its complete detail and it's hidden.
I see. Okay.
Okay, now, this is called Fuse Action, and F is capitalized.
F?
Fuse, the word fuse,
yeah.
F-U-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
Then capital letter A for action.
Uh-huh. Is there a space between?
Yeah, and put the equal sign.
Okay.
And then put minority.
Minority.
Dot.
Uh-huh.
Senate report.
Dot Senate.
Report. Yeah.
Senate dot report.
Right.
Okay.
And that's it's buried in behind the website in such a way to make sure that the Nobel commentators who were also against global warming
sure.
Is in that report. See.
Okay. Okay.
Now there's another the petition project on the Kyoto Agreement. Has 19,000 scientists who are contributing to this, mm-hmm. and this is worth its weight in gold. I'm going to give you write this down.
Yes.
This is www.
Okay.
Dot OISM.
OISM.
Yes. Dot.
Uh-huh.
Org. ORG.
ORG.
Slash.
Slash.
Now it's double P's. P.
P.
And it's P project. In other words,
P project.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And that has the National Academy of Sciences, Dr. Arthur R. Robinson's work with the 19,000 scientists who have completely made the Kyoto Agreement in its real terms as to what it really means for climate change, and it's a it's unbelievable. They actually expose some of the national secrets about how the climate's even being manipulated by the microwaves of the HART project, which I've known about for almost 12 years. It's a biggie.
Yes. Okay. But I want to ask you before I get off. You gave me the Fuse Action equals minority and so on, but how do you find that inside of the web? I mean, I don't see a search terms or anything like that.
Well, what you do is the trick to doing that is that you type that in after the question mark.
Okay, I don't have a question mark though.
No, you just put a question mark.
Oh, you put a question
mark.
Yeah,
like it's dot CFM and then put a question mark.
Okay, now is there a slash after that?
No. You just start putting the fuse action in
fuse
there.
Fuse action equals minority.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go, Maggie. You'll hit the jackpot with that one.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr.
Listen,
Parker.
Yes, and I want to thank you very much for calling the show, and you tell your friends about Parker Pathways. This is a on the staph infection concept of the of how this is a methicillin resistant staphylococcus. This is why it's called MRSA, and it's really communicated by contact. And this is what has been the decision. This is big time in terms of another example of mutated concepts of bacteria and how they spread and develop. One of the great fears about any approaching kind of contact with the Earth, let's say from an asteroid or even from another planet with space travelers, is the concept of why would the space travelers really wish to develop a way to be contacted with various forms of foods and infections, of which they long ago have already figured out ways to protect themselves. It's just a very interesting concept. The concept too about poisonings on food poisonings are much larger of a problem than has ever been talked about. We talked about food poisoning from Escherichia coli, which is from the spinach. They target, you hear all those stories and got some deaths involved and the rest of it. But the whole thing that started me on the concept of the poisons of the disinfectant byproduct, carcinogenic products from water and food, were the process of the hemolytic uremic syndrome, or HUS, for the failure of the kidney. Now, what I would suggest you do is to, just as a self-monitoring system, I did a show where you request in clinical laboratory work in terms of the efficiency kidney clearance. It's a ratio of the blood urea nitrogen to the other creatinines that are coming out in the regular blood analysis. And you get that on a blood panel when you ask for a blood panel. And then there's a ratio, which is the efficiency kidney coefficient, and that is a very important figure to determine how, excuse me, your kidneys and the rest of it are being affected by food poisoning. There are approximately, at this time that we're discussing, about 18,000 different bacteria that are causing food poisoning. They only talk about one to the public, or they might talk about two or three. But you could go to a drugstore and get a urine strip. A lot of people that are diabetic do that to measure their glucose in their urine. But there's one there for the urine, which you can look on the bottle and it'll say protein. And what you do is you test this in your urine, you put the strip in, and what you're looking for are protein signals. In other words, if the protein is recording in your urine, it's an early sign of the food poisonings that, and also the water poisonings affecting your kidney. And it's a straight color change on the strip. You're not supposed to have protein in your urine, except you might have it from red cells in the urine. If for a lady that's menstruating, or there are some other kinds of papules that are close to the urinary tract. But this is a simple test, costs pennies, and you can adjust yourself to do that. And the reason this is another important aspect is because it affects the blood pressure. The most sacred objective measurement of the human body in terms of its effect for immune systems is the blood pressure. And you try to keep the blood pressure in normal range, but the function of the kidney from poisons from our food, water, is just so damaging that you could stop a lot of these problems if you change the way the food is set up in terms of not being irrigated with reusable water. That's another aspect of the whole process that can cause colon cancer and rectal cancer and breast cancer. The World Water People wish to meet in the coming year, and they're trying to figure out, well, maybe we should take the Dr. Wynn Parker's suggestion and have develop a non-gas alternative. And so they're actually going to discuss that. And this is when you have chlorine and ammonia gas is placed together, you have the claim, of course, the trihalomethanes, or which are the chemical products that are made from chlorine in the water that are carcinogenic. You add the ammonia, you're adding the other carcinogenic products from nitrogen bases. And so we'll see which direction that's going to go in. But under the NAFTA treaty, which is supported by the United States Department of Commerce and the Office of Energy and Environmental Industries, they're trying to develop global tariffs in such a way that environmental technologies are bought and sold on the global market, which means that selling water from one country to another, which I've talked about at great lengths in terms of many shows, this is more serious to the threat of who owns the water, how it's going to be transported, and how the millions of people in the world are going to survive. This is bigger than global warming issues. And I've mentioned this many times, that in terms of the show, what I'm interested in is a national constitutional amendment, the United States Constitution, similar to Amendment 18, which started Prohibition, where that was really about food on interstate interstate transfer. And then the Volstead Act came in and changed food to liquor, and that was the beginning of Prohibition. The whole thing is, this is a doable item. We need to have the constitutional amendment go against the treaties. The global tariffs on these situations to take and have our water is something they say it is a right, but we have no right to vote what goes in the food and water. And I've meant to the United Nations, I'm putting it to the United Nations, that we should have a right to be able to indicate what goes in that food and water that affects our life. And number two, the concept of the grand jury of science and technology, which I've written a whole legal precipice on this in terms of that, the fact that we should have a science and technology grand jury of science and technology to review decisions of how these international buyers and sellers affect our world in the, what are called the service to other countries. And this is, instead of at Davos, Switzerland, the concept of the companies own the water. The companies own the water. So I challenge that completely. The United States of America should have, as people, should rise up absolutely and say this has to be a constitutional amendment. We have to have a grand jury of science and technology, because of, you just look at the presidential candidates as an example. Those are only being promoted by large money from overseas to promote certain people for their particular interest. When you have at Davos, Switzerland, people eating off gold plates, having the same menu as Al Gore did in his Nobel Prize dinner for all these corporate people, CEOs of the large corporations, to be able to control the concept of how to have carbon tax credits, which I've talked about, is a real bogus accounting situation for making billions and billions and billions, not millions. You could say billions four times, and the global accountants have told me this in terms of the other thing, and you would not cover the amount of money of profits per year that these corporations are going to make. And the sponsors of these international agreements are Dow Chemical, the Neptune Technology Group, the Mueller Company, the PM Performance Meter Incorporated, Alliance Data, Black & Veatch, and, of course, CH2M Hill, which has always been the consulting engineering firm that has promoted a lot of the concepts for these various activities. Now, if you take the measurements personalized medicine and the concept of how that institutes on the medical protocols, which is what I've been talking about in the constitutional amendment that we need to put forth on this, to review these decisions that are affecting millions and millions and millions of people per day. You can look at General Electric's healthcare system and the Amsterdam Biosciences, that the automated systems that they have set up, they can have a cellular analysis to be customized for their own health to survive. So this comes out to what I've been talking about the biological synthetics of customized personal care, which is far away from the health care, the universal health care concept that they're talking about for illegals and non-illegals and what are called untanked people in the United States of America. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll have a discussion in point of the economy concerning these companies and water, food, and medical protocols.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Parker Pathway, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I wanted to mention and from the DeVos, Switzerland concept of the control of the water supplies for the next world war and the concept of the use of water and the concept of the control of medications to be the forefront of kind of a tip-off of the Gaza Strip situation that's going on for what they're requesting. The funds that mutual funds and the concept of the investments funds, where have some merit is the American Century Strategic Fund, and the to develop what is they're suggesting investing in essentials, which have to do with medicine and heart medicines and the rest of it. I'm very interested in the American Century Strategic Allocation Fund, and the and also I'm interested in the Turner Growth Core Growth funds, where there is a concept of developing technological stocks that are advancing beyond China, because the China Bank, the Bank of China, is not going to help the subprime loan situation, of where hospitals are the bigger investors in these China funds. So the China Construction Bank is a good investment from the standpoint if you because the China has already bought up about 30% of the banks in the United States of America, along and Dubai has bought up the other 12%. So the municipal bond concept is a very risky situation, because those municipal bonds were to help build the infrastructures, and they can't get their ratings, and so they want to increase the utility rates for users on doing something that they should have done years ago, and they used the money for something else, and then, of course, that helped the slide. And we're talking trillions of dollars. We're talking a total of $1.2 trillion in municipal funds that are down the drain, and not to make a pun. So what we have here, we have on the emergence market situation, the Dryas Emerging Markets Growth Fund, I think, has the best strategy at the moment for developing with the Reliance Communications company to work stocks within the framework of these buyouts of American banks by China. And, of course, the U.S. Global Investors Global Resources Fund, they have a direct key to PetroChina concerning the oil stocks that China is now buying up in terms of world domination of their 59 dams that they're building around the world in trade for the mineral exchanges from those countries. So the funds from the U.S. Global Investors Global Resources Fund that produce gold and oil are going to control the next 6 months, I feel, of the Davos Switzerland decisions for world domination through food and water. This is a very important Parker Pathway show because of the connections, and you follow through, connect some of these dots to the health and investment situation. And I want to thank my producer, Chris, for making a great help on this show. And I also want to thank the callers and the listeners and the added listeners to Parker Pathways around the world. Support our troops in Iraq, because they're fighting against that elusive terrorism that's going to approach us in the next decade. God bless America, and support RBN. We'll see you next week.